sound of somber jackal potential on a Tuesday. It's brimming with potential this day. And when it comes to raw potential, raw talent, well, I have in my midst right now on a Tuesday morning a man who is going to put his potential to the test as an Olympian, as a featured athlete, I guess you could call him, in the upcoming National Plumbing Olympics. Yes, it's true. And we're about to jump into our regular Tuesday chat with Mr. Chapman, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. I don't know any other radio station that has a regular plumbing-focused radio show. We're pioneers.
I don't know why, because plumbing is so important.
Well, I get, this is the impression that I get every week. I leave this chat with a new respect and understanding for just how multifaceted, how deep, how interesting it is, how it touches all of our lives, you know, one way or another.
I had a conversation with a client yesterday, and I said to him, you know, for me, it's a thing of pride and passion, a lot of pride. The fact that we get to transport the most valuable commodity in the world. Water,
you see.
And the other little saying that I like to flick out there is, plumbers, we bring life into a house and we take death out.
Wow, there's something to think about and chew on a Tuesday. Just let your brain wrap around that one. And you're hearing it from a man who's about to jump on an airplane in an hour or two's time, flying up to Johannesburg.
Yeah, I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Not for long. You'll be back later in the week. But you're heading up to go and tackle a mission. And for folks who might have missed our plumbing chat last week, recap and recount for us what is about to go down and how you ended up in the Plumbing Olympics.
So it's a South Africa's plumbing and Durban.
Big endeavor.
And part of this is the Plumbing Olympics, which is a whole bunch of plumbing tasks that various people from different provinces in South Africa have been nominated by peers to go up and participate. And then there's the exhibition part of it, which is always a good thing for guys to see, all the new things on the market, refresh, remind. Plumbing is evolving every single day. There's fancier things. The electronic toilets out there now, you know, you walk close to your toilet, the toilet seat opens and starts heating up the toilet seat for you. It does.
Basically hands-free.
It is pretty much hands-free now. And then there's the conference part of it, which is innovations in the plumbing sector. And you've got chats about how AI is getting integrated into the running of your business and streamlining of the more the administrative side of your business, just to, especially for small business owners that really are pushing themselves to the limit, sitting up until 11, 12 o'clock at night, doing all their paperwork and everything like that. This is now going to give them the ability to literally take a photo of a slip, and that's where it needs to be allocated to, syncing in with your accounting package and doing all the little bits and pieces. So I think that's going to be quite a game changer for a lot of the guys. There's quite a bit of fear around the whole AI side of things. You know, any tradesman is quite scared of new things, new technologies and things like that, or cautious. But it's going to be very exciting. I've spoken to a number of guys that have incorporated certain aspects of AI into their business. And the one guy says he can actually go now on a Saturday and go riding with his kids.
He's clawed back the time that would have been spent on the administrative stuff. And I think the safe bet for tradespeople is that, you know, AI is not going to be coming for the core of your business, which is, you know, being out in the field, literally physically installing and repairing. It can't touch that, but it can certainly lighten the paperwork, the admin.
Paperwork to a tradesman's like kryptonite to Superman.
There you go. So come on.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the whole event. I think from the Plumbing Olympics aspect of it, I'm going there, I'm going to have fun.
But you are representing, along with one other KZN plumber, you're representing the province.
Yes.
You're going to do us proud. You're flying the flag.
100%. KZN, here we go. I think it's so cool that there's this little bit of camaraderie and competition and everything like that, build a little bit of hype around the whole thing. And just to go out there and then be introduced to two apprentices who are going to work with me for 2 days and work with the other competitors as well. So they'll all be given two apprentices. And off the bat, you know, creating a rapport with them, understanding how they work, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, how quickly you can read what kind of person you're with. And then ultimately at the end of the day, for me, this to me is more of a challenge about working as a team and allowing the apprentices to showcase what they've learned.
That's going to be cool.
So for me, it's more of apprentices off, like, this is the task that we've been challenged with. How would you tackle it? What are the SANS regulations saying about this specific task? Where do the pipes need to go? How do we need to do it? And give them the opportunity to answer the questions before, you know, you as the qualified person just step in and take over. To me, it's 100% an experience for them.
Yeah.
And you got to give them the opportunity to, you know, like, let it go and let them do their bit.
So you'll be there as the sort of safety net to, just to provide that guidance and reassurance and backup if need be.
Well, like I said the last time, I think I might be using them as a safety net if it comes to copper pipe bending or something like that I haven't done for 20 years.
It's going to be an education all around. I'm really excited. I hope someone videos this thing. I want to see you in action, doing your thing in front of a live audience on the spot. You've got no idea what the tasks are going to be thrown your way.
No idea. I you know, like, I'm kind of expecting it to be kind of going down the lines of your trade tests, kind of those kind of tasks that you need to do at your trade test. They did try to tell me that I need to go buy overall pants, which is not going to happen.
I see you're not wearing them right now.
No, well, I you know, like, I was blessed with a nice set of legs and a proper put your bum. And if they want to see plumbers crack, then they must put me in a pair of overall pants.
Okay, listen, as first order of business for our new Olympian here, we need to start getting some endorsements and some sponsorships. I'm talking to the workwear companies out there on the KZN North Coast. Can we get a branded set of overalls for Mr. Chapman? He's got to leave for a flight in about half an hour, but we can make it happen. This is going to be great, man. So next time we chat, you'll have done this. You'll have returned triumphant, I'm sure, and you'll have a story to tell.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the whole experience. I hope the Olympics part of it doesn't take up too much of the day, because I really do want to be able to get around and go and have a look at the exhibition and get involved in the conferences as well to also experience all of that. So yeah, I'm super duper excited. All my staff are like cheering me on. They're like, yeah, my man. So yeah, it's going to be a whole whack load of fun, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, we can't wait to hear the story when you return, my friend. And in the meantime, I know that the teams have been really busy. Your guys have been flat out sorting out all kinds of problems around town. A couple of really big, nasty septic tank related emergencies that may be worth shining a little spotlight on. Yeah. Septic tank health.
So I mean, there's estates that are going up in the area that have got septic tank requirements and things like that. And then we've got existing parts of Salt Rock, Sheffield, down that side that are all septic tanks. Tinley Manor. And I think that the thing that people forget is that a septic tank is a living organism. It needs to be kept healthy. You and I, we look after ourselves because we want to work properly.
Too right.
Septic tank needs to be kept healthy so it can work properly.
It's literally, it's got living microorganisms
bacteria,
inside.
Yeah. So you got good bacteria and they all consume all the organic matter and do all their bits and bobs. And then from the septic tank itself, it then goes out into your soakaway. Now, the soakaway to me is almost more important than the septic tank. The septic tank is literally your processing plant that separates all the sinky solids and all the bits and pieces through until it gets into the soakaway. Now, your soak away is the thing that works the hardest, because it now needs to take all of that liquid that's been put into it and then soak into the ground. So it's so important that you have soil samples done, percolation tests done on site. So percolation test, very simple. You dig a little hole, certain size, certain depth. You pour a bunch of water in it, a certain volume of water, and over a certain amount of time, that volume of water will decrease, which will give you your percolation.
So you'll see how fast it's sinking and how much it's sinking by.
Then you need to work out, okay, this house does this, in the sands regulations, this toilet requires that much water, these are so many units. And you can work out your hourly flow rate or daily flow rate. And then from there, you can then work out, my soak away needs to be so big.
So there's like a real science to this.
100%. And the problem is that too many people just go, septic tank soak away, bang in a tank, put a little block soak away in, and they haven't taken into consideration the soil type, the layout of the land, where it's going to go to. So like I went to go see two properties yesterday that have got, they got leaching. So basically effluent water that's leaching out, that they've now noticed, and as a concerned resident going, I mean, the one person's house is 8 months old.
Wow. So this is a new build, and when you say leaching, this is untreated effluent that has not gone through the proper soak away process. It's just kind of going into the...
So what's basically happened with this one specific property is that the septic tank is doing its job, but then from there it's running across to the front of the property where it goes into some chambers that have been built underground. But they've put the chambers on top of a bank and not at the bottom of the bank, so it's just leaching out of the bank.
Ugh.
And it's backed up to a point that there's a access rotting eye that's leaking water out of it because they haven't taken into consideration the soil type.
So this must now, you have to try and resolve an issue like this. Now you got a real headache on your hands. Better, if you can, to get in early and consult a reputable plumber, a plumbing establishment that can help you consult and do the right sort of groundwork to make sure that when you put in a septic tank, it's done right, it's done to spec. And if you do have any issues, don't leave it. Get an expert in ASAP to try and figure out what's going on and try and steer from there, right?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, I know everybody has their plumbers and all of that can do your internal plumbing. We're very, very happy to come out to site and specifically focus on the septic tank and soak away and make sure that your house gets the best possible solution for the soil type, the topography, and everything that you have on site.
You're hearing it here. The word from Mr. Chapman himself, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. They're known as the geezer, the drain, the leak specialist, but now you know as well, the septic tank guys. And Barry, once again, wishing you all the best for your upcoming Olympic adventure. I won't keep you too long. I know you got to get to the airport, but we will touch base again next Tuesday.
Shucks.
And we'll have a story to tell.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. I'll report back to you. Have a cracking week, man.
Thank you, Olympian. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.